Before Krishna, Part 5, The Story of Kunti and Suryadeva. Shukadeva Goswami said, once, when Durvasa was a guest at the house of Pritha's father, Kunti, Pritha satisfied Durvasa by rendering service. Therefore, she received a mystic power by which she could call any demigod. To examine the potency of this mystic power, the pious Kunti immediately called for the sun god. As soon as Kunti called for the demigod of the sun, immediately he appeared before her, and she was very much surprised. She told the sun god, "Oh, excuse me, I was simply examining the effectiveness of this mystic power. I am so sorry I have called you unnecessarily. So please return and excuse me." "Oh, beautiful Pritha, your meeting with the demigods cannot be fruitless. Therefore, let me place my seed within your womb so that you may bear a son. I shall arrange to keep your virginity intact since you are still an unmarried girl." And after saying this, the sun god discharged his semen into the womb of Pritha and returned then to the celestial kingdom. Immediately thereafter, from Kunti a child was born, who was like a second sun god. Because Kunti feared people's criticisms, with great difficulty she had to give up her affection for the child. Unwillingly, she packed the child into a basket and let it float down the waters of the river. "O Maharaj Parikshit, your great-grandfather, the pious and chivalrous King Pandu, later married Kunti." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.